Sunday, October 22nd. Talked to the president this morning on the phone before his radio cast, and then went over for about an hour afterwards. He decided to leave at 11:30 to get down and, I think, watch the World Series. The main thing is he reported that the Vietnam deal blew up this morning. Two stonewalled Henry. We're back in the soup. Henry wants to go back to going to the third place, but we can't let him. The problem now is the Russians, because we can't let them blow. We've got to blame North Vietnam for putting out the story ahead of time. He's decided that we have to go ahead after the election, however, that we can't hold American foreign policy hostage to two. The problem is not the election if two takes us on. The real problem is if the Russians take us on and the North Vietnamese. They can go out and say we should take the offer, but that we're holding out just for two. Henry's probably up the wall. We'll have to restrain him. He can't go on to the third city. We have to keep the lid on till the election, then settle, ramming it down his throat at that time. President said he was still pessimistic last night, even with Haig's report. The real problem is holding the Russians and all in line. But the key is to keep it confused. We need a private side deal with the Russians. No one will believe Hanoi, but Russian propaganda machine is enormous and could cause us trouble. He wants us to poll quickly on whether people expect a Vietnam settlement before the election, whether we should or should not accept a settlement. If they agree to return the POWs and give us a ceasefire and allow the GVN to retain control of their territory and the communists to stay in control of the territory they've captured, or whether we should insist as a condition that all North Vietnamese communist forces withdraw from South Vietnam. He also got into some of his speech needs. He's reviewed with Price the plan for the television speech, feels the opening and closing is good, but there's too much laundry list type stuff in the middle. Wants to make more of an uplifting point on want young Americans to be proud of their country, of our role in the world, our past, and so on. And make the point of the next 4 years the best 4 years in America's history, not just in material terms, etc. Then the Sunday before the election, he wants a statement, which he'll probably use on radio, the 10 goals specifically for the next 4 years. End of October 22nd.